Thank you to my teammates for being here, my family. Perfect timing. This is the first time my high school coach has been in Toronto. He came up to watch the playoff games, and what a great surprise to have him here and, you know, to have this take place. I also want to say thank you to Masai and Coach Casey for believing in me, bringing me here, especially with the last few years I've had, with the adversity that I've had, for them to believe in my ability that I still had some basketball left in the tank, and for this to be my first year in Toronto. The fan base has embraced me. I've had very supportive teammates in DeMar, Chuck, Amir, and all of the other guys. I'm just forever grateful, man. This is a tremendous accomplishment. Couldn't happen at a better time for me. Everything is right in the world. So just very briefly, thank you, and thanks for everybody for coming up.
Lou, it's Doug Smith, the Toronto Star, off here to your left. When you were rehabbing your knee and going through all that adversity last year, did you ever think you'd get back to this level as a player in the NBA?
I didn't think I was going to be the same player. I was confident that I was going to be able to have an impact on a basketball team in a positive fashion. I knew that I wasn't going to have the foot speed that I once had. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to jump as high, but it taught me to be smarter. I worked on different parts of my game. You know, this year is probably the most three-pointers that I've taken in my career, and that was one of the things that I really worked on going into the summer, knowing that I wasn't going to be able to beat guys off the dribble as I once was able to in the past. You know, so just for me to be able to evolve and change my game and to win this award is just it's very gratifying. But, you know, like you asked, I wasn't sure. Just to be honest, I wasn't sure.
Lou, this is Michael Lee with the Washington Post to your left. Just wanted to ask, 3 years ago, you were runner-up to Sixth Man of the Year. And then, of course, you've had an interesting journey since. Could you just take us through that journey and just what it's been like and just, I'm sorry, what's the journey been like for you the past few years, and how does it feel to reach this point?
Just to be back in the position of just being able to play basketball at a high level. You know, my first year in Atlanta, I was in my hometown. You know, you have these dreams and these aspirations that everything is going to work out. You're going to finish your career in front of your home crowd, in front of your family and your friends and people that supported you along the way. And, you know, 39 games in, I tear my ACL. And then, you know, I spend my second season in Atlanta just trying to do anything that I possibly could just to stay on the floor. And then, unfortunately, those things didn't work for me. And then to get traded here and become the Sixth Man of the Year on a team that's creating their identity on the fly. You know, we have very young and talented group of guys that are turning the corner in their career. So for them to embrace me here along this journey and for have the opportunity to win this award, you know, it's just been eye-opening that anything is possible. If you stay faithful to the grind, you stay faithful to everything that puts you in a position to be successful.
I'll go to the right side, Matthew.
Matthew Chenet from TSN. Lou, you've talked about when you're on the court not being able to really, you don't really care about what's going on, the noise or anything. You're so locked in. But how much do you appreciate the energy that you give your teammates? DeMar called you the coolest guy that he knows.
Is that a fact? Is that what you said? No, it just, again, it means a lot, especially with, you know, it's no secret they've had this group of guys here for a number of years. They were already building in the right way, and to add me into that mix and for these guys to welcome me with open arms, it's just been a great part of the process.
Lou, Megan Robinson, Sportsnet 590. I had a chance to speak to your high school coach, Roger, before all of this started today, and he had some very complimentary things to say of the kind of player and person that you have grown to be. What role has Roger played in the player that you are today?
He's been a mentor to me. He's been a mentor, been a father figure. My coach used to take me to school every day, would come pick me up, take me to breakfast. And I think the most important thing that he did for me, that's when he did all his coaching. He did all his coaching to me in the car. You know, everything that he wanted me to know from whatever he wanted me to be as a leader of his basketball team, it was taught to me right there in the car. And I think that was one of the more valuable lessons that I could have got from him. But he's been everything to me. When I came to South Bend at high school, he had 10 seniors and a scrawny freshman, and he had the heart to start the freshman over these seniors, and so he's been very supportive and by my side the whole time.
To the right side to Josh.
Lou, Josh Lewinberg, TSN Radio. You've started some in your career. What's the biggest difference between starting the game and coming off the bench?
It's been forever since I've started a game. Man, I don't even know. I've relished in my role and being a sixth man. Only thing that's been important to me over the course of my career, whether I was in the game to finish. Starting has never been a big deal to me. I've proven that in Philadelphia. I led the team in scoring coming off of the bench. You know, starting has never been, you know, a lot of guys want to be starters because of the attention. I've always been a team guy. I've always wanted to win. So whenever I was inside the lines, I just wanted to compete and win basketball games, whether I was a starter or a role player.
Lou, Eric Smith, Sportsnet. You were talking about your teammates and being the new guy. What enabled you, and maybe if you could even speak on behalf of them, enabled them to sort of open you into the locker room with open arms and welcome you in, and for you to be able to fit in so seamlessly so quickly?
I can't really speak on their behalf, but I'm just grateful. I'm just really grateful for these guys. I think the day that I got traded, I was able to speak to DeMar. I was able to speak to Kyle. Amir was like my unofficial tour guy. I know I got on his nerves my first few weeks of being in Toronto. I was asking him where could I eat, get a haircut, just to do things. But these guys have been extremely supportive. DeMar has been telling me I'm the sixth man of the year for the past 2 months now. And, you know, I've had some apprehensions about, you know, how the team was going and how play was going. And he's always been very vocal about how confident he was in me being a sixth man. So I don't know what made them want to make me feel so comfortable, but I'm just grateful that they did.